You're talking about St Kilda and that drive you. What mate? Why do you reckon you were so good at leg spin though? Were you one of those? Did you train flat out? Or was it just natural? It must have been a lot of. You said you were competitive though, but did you do abnormal amounts of training?
I did when I was younger. Before my second or third shoulder operation, I couldn't bowl as much as I would have liked. But when, I suppose, from 89 to sort of 95, 96, I would bowl for hours and hours a day. And, you know, I'd drive, you know, I might be by myself in the nets, and I'd put a ball down and just bowl at it for hour after hour and try and hit it. You know, I'd do catching, I'd bat, I'd do all sorts of things just to try and be better. And so I didn't do any abnormal amount, but I did a lot. And, you know, I was lucky I had a gift where I could spin the ball. That was a gift I had. But we all know plenty of people that are talented, whether it be football, cricket, whatever the sport, tennis. But sometimes they haven't got that drive or the discipline or anything else, or they're putting the hard work to be better. I mean, it's the only way you get better. There's no other way. So if you want to have a big tank and play on ball and footy, you've got to run every day. And I think that's where one of the things at the moment with sports science, you know, it's a big issue of mine, is that I think a lot of the basic skills of sport, for instance, in footy, kicking for goal. Mm. The players don't practice it enough because they get told they're only going to have a certain amount of hours on the track, and sports science get involved, and then they take them off. So they can't sit there when we used to see guys stand there. I remember watching Tony Lockett stay there for hours after training had finished and just kick goals from 30 metres out, 40 metres out. We're seeing blokes missing from 15, 20 metres out now. Mm. In cricket, we're seeing so many injuries to fast bowlers because they don't practice for long enough. They bowl 20 balls in the net, and they say, that'll do. And then they expect to go and bowl 120 in a game of cricket. And at 5 o'clock, when they've been out in the field for 6 hours, when they're tired, they have to come in and bowl another spell of five overs, and they break down. So I think sports science at the moment, I hope, just put on the back burner. I'm all for people doing the technology and information to get people to be better, but not at the expense of doing the basic skills of any sport. That has to come first.
A lot of people would agree with what you've just said.